This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Say my name.
Mike Florio.
Get the name right. That's all that matters. Spell my name right or say my name properly.
Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports.
Florio writing articles about it.
NFL Insider.
Take a spin around the league. We bring in Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio.
My name is my name.
With Bernstein and McKnight on 670 The Score.
Mike Florio's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. You can follow him on Twitter at Pro Football Talk. Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports. He is down at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where the talk amongst many football people is the collective bargaining agreement and how we're getting to the end stages here with almost a hurry up and wait. They went barreling toward what looked like a deal, and now it appears that they've slammed on the brakes. Where do we stand, Mike?
Wait a minute. I've been on the air for the last 4 hours. What happened to slam on the brakes? This is news to me.
Now, the idea that there was the, you know, J.J. Watt, some others that came out at the 11th hour and said that we're not going to do this, and that, wait a sec, we're going to hold off on the rank and file vote, and that there were expected concessions from the NFLPA that really haven't come.
Right. Here's what happened. They got together last night here at 5 p.m. Eastern, met for 4 hours, the NFL and members of NFLPA leadership. After that four-hour meeting, the NFLPA Board of Player Reps got together with the Executive Committee. And the Executive Committee, which negotiated the deal with the NFL, this wasn't the first offer from the league last Thursday. This was the product of 10 months of negotiation. Negotiated the deal. The Executive Committee approved of it. Then last week on Friday, the Executive Committee voted 6-5 against the deal. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the Executive Committee voted 7-4 against the deal. Someone had changed their mind between Friday and Tuesday, but then the Board of Player Representatives, 32 members, one per team, they voted 17 yes, 14 no, with one abstention to allow this measure to go forward. Now, it won't go forward with a recommendation from the Board of Player Reps. It takes a two-thirds vote for it to have a recommendation, but it will go forward to all players, 1,900 dues-paying members, for an up or down vote, and the thinking is that when it's time for the players to vote, they will vote in favor of this CBA, and it will be done. And I think there's a sense of urgency both among the upper levels of NFLPA leadership, DeMora Smith, the executive director, and the league to get this done so everyone can then pivot to the TV deals that the belief is will be far more lucrative if they do them now than if they wait till the ratings take a hit during the presidential election this year and the economy otherwise slows down.
Allen Robinson, Bears wide receiver, tweeted about 10 minutes ago, get the franchise tag out of the CBA. Is that something you're hearing a lot of players kind of push forward? Is that going to be an issue, or is that just a pipe dream?
Well, from time to time, you'll hear players complain about the franchise tag and they want it out of the CBA. But you know what? Here's the thing. To get rid of the franchise tag, which the owners recognize as a very potent tool to keep their teams together, to keep players from hitting the market and having to pay those players gigantic money to keep them on their teams, to give that up, to get rid of that, you're going to have to make a major concession if you're the player. So I don't think the franchise tag is ever going away. And I think we've learned in recent years that players who are willing to take advantage of the rights that they have once the team exercises its right to apply the franchise tag, those players can make it very difficult for the team. For example, Dak Prescott this year. If the Cowboys choose to apply the franchise tag, and they likely will unless a new deal is done, then he has the right to not sign the deal. He has the right to not show up for the offseason program. He has the right to not show up for training camp. He has the right to not show up for the preseason. He can show up like Le'Veon Bell did 3 years ago, right before the start of the regular season, and receive the full amount of that franchise tender. And after 2 years of the franchise tag, by rule, the player's salary shoots up 44% for year three. You could see a Dak Prescott go year to year for 2 years and force his way to free agency. So there are weapons the players have, and I think the franchise tag over time and with some of the changes they've made, I think it has resulted in the players maybe having not as much of a hard time with it as they think. So it's easy to say get rid of the franchise tag. The tougher question is looking at the rights the players have, and the players have to be willing to use them. And when they do, the franchise tag isn't as bad as it used to be.
We've been comparing and contrasting Ryan Pace's comments yesterday about his team, his quarterback situation, with those of other general managers. And the Bears seem to love to dodge and diffuse to make things. They make it so no individual decision can be pinned on any one person, despite what everybody's job titles are. And on the one hand, on one side of his mouth, Ryan Pace lists all the attributes of Mitchell Trubisky that he says include accuracy, that includes his ability to process, even as his coach says that he has to improve on his ability to process, and then still stops short of committing the fifth-year option. I know the decision time isn't here yet, but how do you interpret what Ryan Pace is saying about how they actually feel about Mitchell Trubisky?
Yeah, I think they are ambivalent. And for good reason. I think fans are ambivalent at best. There was a period last year where Mitchell Trubisky was turning it around and the ambivalence swung toward positive, but then I think it went back negative based upon how the season ended. And look, the Bears have options available to them. And I'm not saying that they should go out and spend $25 to $30 million on one of these free agent quarterbacks, but once you exercise that option in the fifth year for one of your draft picks, and you know, it becomes guaranteed for injury. And under this new CBA, I think there's a chance it's going to become fully guaranteed. So that's a reason to wait. And, you know, you're going to have multiple waves of quarterback availability. You've got the initial free agency phase. Then you're going to have the guys who maybe become available because they're supplanted by the teams who have signed some of these free agents. And there's going to be guys who are available via trade. Guys are going to be released. Then you've got the draft. And, you know, in this great game of musical chairs, I don't know who's going to be left standing. And it may be that when the guys are left standing, the Bears look at it and say, hey, this may be an upgrade for us. And I think they want to have maximum flexibility as they assess everything that happens over the next 2 months as this quarterback market, an unprecedented quarterback market, takes shape.
I want to go back to the fifth-year option in the CBA. So any 2017 pick who had his fifth-year option would then be grandfathered in, well, I guess reverse grandfathered into a new CBA? Like, it would become fully guaranteed? In this case, in theory, Mike, they could extend him, exercise the fifth-year option, and under this CBA, it would only be guaranteed for injury. Are they blowing that out?
Well, you know what? That's a good question. I don't want to make a bad assumption. It all depends upon the language of the final deal. It's possible that the exercise of the fifth-year options that come after this do operate under the rules of the new deal. It's possible they don't. It all depends upon what the two sides agree to. So there's a chance it's going to be injury guaranteed only. I think the bigger reality here is before extending a commitment of any kind to Mitchell Trubisky, number one, there's no reason to do it until early May. Look, he could suffer in off-season workouts, mm-hmm. an injury that ends his career. I was always surprised that teams would exercise the option before the deadline because the month of April consists of, even though it's low risk, it consists of things that could result in a guy getting injured that may affect whether or not you want to use that option. So there's a chance it's the old rules, there's a chance it's the new rules, but there's no reason at this point for the Bears to rush into a decision.
Talking with Mike Florio on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, regarding all of the new meat that is there at the Combine now, what's drawing the most interest that you can tell from NFL executives? Is it the health of Tua Tagovailoa and what that means for how the quarterback picks fall, or is it Wither Tom Brady? What's hanging over this Combine?
Well, you know, the Tua Tagovailoa health issue is not going to go away, because even if he is healthy, there are executives who are concerned that three lower body injuries for Tua mean that there could be more of them. If you can't stay healthy at the college level, you're not going to stay healthy at the NFL level. That's a general rule of thumb that a lot of people ascribe to. So, you know, that's part of it. And this whole Tom Brady free agency thing, look, as it gets closer and closer, there is a very, very real sense that he will end up leaving. I'm not saying he will. I'm just saying there are people who believe that he's not going to stay. And, you know, something that dawned on me talking about it yesterday, you've got football decisions to get made, and you've got business decisions to get made. And Bill Belichick is not going to make a business decision as it relates to how much money he can make selling tickets and Tom Brady jerseys and all the other things that go along with having Tom Brady on your team. And I think there's going to be a franchise or two that are willing to pay Tom Brady much more because they're thinking about how much money they make having Tom Brady on the roster, not how much that investment helps them get to the point where they can compete for a Super Bowl. So when it's time to put the money on the table, I have a feeling, I don't know this, but I have a feeling there's going to be multiple teams that just blow away financially the offer the Patriots will make because Bill Belichick's thinking football and football only, and these other teams may be thinking, my God, we can make tens of millions of dollars having Tom Brady on a roster. I mean, can you imagine a Tom Brady Raiders jersey? They would not be able to make them fast enough, right? And they'd sell out that new stadium. They'd sell out all the luxury suites. They'd sell out any and all sponsorships they have. And Las Vegas would be the destination every time the Raiders have a game there.
That also means a Derek Carr Bears jersey, right?
That's right. He's already, you know, it's kind of like, hey, if you're going to put me through this uncertainty of losing my job, I'll go ahead and put Mitchell Trubisky through the uncertainty of losing his job, and it all just kind of flows downhill that way.
That's how we're looking at all of these. I mean, yeah. I mean, anytime you look at sort of the one of all roads lead back to, is there going to be a guy available to the Bears who's a better option while they're in a contending window?
And that's why I think they're waiting to pick up the option. That's one of the reasons. We get back to this game of musical chairs. There will be guys who are standing around when the music stops, and Derek Carr may be one of them. I mean, but it's amazing to me. Mike Mayock, the GM of the Raiders, makes no bones about the notion that he's always looking for a better player at every position, including quarterback. And, yeah, they find a better quarterback than Derek Carr, and they're going to jump on it, and that means Derek Carr is going to be available. And his contract is not unmanageable. I think he's due to make about $20 million in total compensation this year. You know, this guy, when he signed his contract, was the highest-paid player in NFL history. He's been leapfrogged seven or eight times since then, and now it's a pretty reasonable deal, especially on the back end. So, yeah, you know, he built that house in Las Vegas next door to John Gruden. There's a chance Derek Carr is never actually going to live in it.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be cheaper in 2021 than Mitch Trubisky would be for the Bears, which is just kind of an interesting thing. We tier quarterbacks all the time in this league, whether it's actually on the field or for fantasy or whatever. But I wonder if you can help me tier teams interested in quarterbacks at this point in free agency, Mike. Where are the Bears in that tier of actual players for quarterbacks? Because you've mentioned twice now, I think, that once the music stops, we'll see what the Bears end up with. And I would imagine there are a handful of teams that are actually going to be, you know, playing music and determining what quarterback they're selecting. Help tier this out for us.
Well, and this is an issue that came up earlier this week where, and I think it was late last week, we tried to figure out the teams that would be in position to wait for Tom Brady to make a decision. Right? Tom Brady becomes a free agent March 18th. The Raiders can wait because they have a bird in the hand in Derek Carr. The Chargers can wait. They have a bird in the hand in Tyrod Taylor if the Chargers even get into it. But for some of these other teams, you're going to have to make decisions quickly. If you're the Buccaneers and you want Tom Brady, you got to make a decision on Jameis Winston. And if you're not going to get Tom Brady, you got to get somebody else because Jameis Winston may be gone. Jameis Winston is going to hang around in case you decide to keep him after Tom Brady tells you no. So I think the Bears are, from an urgency standpoint, they really can just wait and see how everything plays out. They've got Mitchell Trubisky. They've said all the right things so no one can say they're lying about, you know, wanting Mitchell Trubisky. And then if somebody else better comes along, they can explain, well, you know what, based upon how things have played out, we can make this move. We are going to make this move. But I think they're in a position where they can swoop in really at any level. They can make a move right out of the gates. They can wait for the first wave, and whoever gets bumped out of a job because of that, they can even wait until after the draft and see who's available by way of veteran quarterback. So up until May 3rd, they've got full flexibility, and I expect them to be willing to use all of it if they can.
Mike Florio, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.